Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Israeli warplanes hit several sites in Yemen's capital Sana'a, marking sharp escalation in hostilities between Israel and Iran-backed Houthis. Russia accuses Western countries of trying to block peace negotiations to end Ukraine conflict. Typhoon Kajiki expected to make landfall in Vietnam early tomorrow. Nearly 6 lakh people to be evacuated from central provinces, and India's Chikita Taniparthi creates history by becoming the first female compound archer of the country to secure the individual junior world title at the World Youth Championships in Canada. And now the news in detail. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on visiting Fiji Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka in Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister of Fiji arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Minister of State for Education and Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Sukanta Majumdar, at the airport. The Fijian Prime Minister is accompanied by his spouse, Suluweti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lala Balavu, and senior officials. External Affairs Minister said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors and deepen close people-to-people ties. World leaders have sent messages of support as Ukraine marked 34 years since breaking free from the Soviet rule. U.S. President Donald Trump praised Ukraine's courage in a letter. It said the United States believed in Ukraine's future as an independent nation. He also called for a negotiated peace to stop the bloodshed and protect Ukraine's sovereignty. In a speech marking Independence Day, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine wanted a fair peace where its future would be decided only by its own people. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney used the day to make his first official visit to Ukraine. He said Canada's support for Ukraine was unwavering. Messages also came from leaders including Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles, and Pope Leo. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov today accused the Western countries of trying to block peace negotiations to end the Ukraine conflict. This follows a flurry of diplomatic activity which appeared to stall the progress. Russia has blamed Western countries for not wanting the talks to come through. In an interview with the state TV station Rossiya, Mr. Lavrov said they are just looking for a pretext to block the negotiations. Mr. Lavrov also slammed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for obstinately insisting, setting conditions, demanding an immediate meeting at all costs with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Mr. Lavrov accused the Ukrainian authorities of attempts to disrupt the process that was laid down by President Putin and President Trump, which he said has yielded very good results. People across Japan are dealing with another day of scorching heat today. Temperatures in many areas are at dangerous levels. Many of the inland areas of the Kanto region in and around Tokyo have recorded nearly 40 degrees. We have more from our correspondent.
Daytime highs reached 39.4 degrees Celsius in Kiryu, Gunma Prefecture, and Hatoyama, Saitama Prefecture. Heatstroke alerts have been issued for 37 of the country's 47 prefectures from Fukushima to Okinawa. The Japan Meteorological Agency says a high-pressure system covering western and eastern Japan pushed up temperatures. Warm, moist air flowing in through the edge of the high-pressure system is expected to cause atmospheric conditions to become unstable. This may bring localized downpours with thunder over a wide area from Tohoku to Kyushu region. Officials are warning people in the affected regions to be on high alert for landslides, flooding in low-lying areas, as well as swelling rivers. They are also warning of lightning strikes, gusty winds and hail. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Israeli warplanes have hit several sites in Yemen's capital Sana'a today, including an area near the presidential palace and an oil depot. Explosions shook Sana'a after Israeli airstrikes hit Houthi missile bases. Local officials say at least two people were killed. The strikes mark a sharp escalation in hostilities between Israel and the Iran-backed Houthis. The Israeli strikes on Sana'a, which Israeli media say used more than 30 munitions to hit four targets, come 2 days after the Houthis said they launched a ballistic missile and two drones at Tel Aviv and Ashkelon in Israel. We now go live for the latest updates to our West Asia correspondent. Vinod, what's the latest of the situation there?
Yes, I have mentioned that Israelis pounding the capital city of the Houthis in Sana'a, and reportedly an energy infrastructure and oil facility in Sana'a has been hit. This is part of the broader campaign of Israel against various stakeholders which are against Israel. The Houthis were claiming to have attacked the Ben Gurion airport and other key sites last Friday, but they were all intercepted mid-air. And last month, the Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, have announced a program, an operation against the Houthis called Operation Black Flag, and port of Hodeidah and Ras Isa was attacked. This is in continuation of these strikes in which Houthis has been instigating against Israel for the last couple of years, ever since the Hamas attack on Israel happened. Houthis have launched around 71 ballistic missiles and 23 drones just from this March, and Israel has retaliated 14 times against Houthi targets in Israel. These strikes are primarily in response to the Houthi missile and drone attack, but it has to be taken in the broader context. As of today, this conflict shows no sign of abating, with Houthis going to continued attacks against Israel until Israel halts its operation in Gaza.
Right.
And we must also mention about Operation Prosperity Guardian, which is led by US-led coalition, in which around 20 states are also part. This has got wider implications, especially when it comes to the shipping routes in this area.
Right, Vinod. Thanks for those updates. That was our West Asia correspondent, Vinod Kumar, reporting. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Authorities in Vietnam and China have begun emergency preparations as Typhoon Kajike intensified. Vietnam has planned to evacuate nearly 6 lakh people from the central provinces including Than Hoa, Quang Tri Hue, and Da Nang. Boats have been ordered to stay ashore in 7 coastal provinces. The storm is expected to make landfall in Vietnam tomorrow early morning. China's National Meteorological Center also said the typhoon would brush past Hainan Island's southern coast before heading towards Vietnam. Wind speed may reach up to 180 kilometers per hour. In Sanya, China, businesses, tourist sites and public transport were shut down. A red typhoon alert, the highest level, was issued. India's Chikita Taniparthi has created history by becoming the first Indian female compound archer to secure the individual junior world title at the World U Championships in Canada yesterday. She defeated Korea's Yerin Park by 142-136 in the compound under-21 women's gold medal match. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rubuka, arrives in New Delhi on a 3-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Israeli warplanes hit several sites in Yemen's capital Sana'a, marking sharp escalation in hostilities between Israel and Iran-backed Houthis. Russia accuses Western countries of trying to block peace negotiations to end Ukraine conflict. Typhoon Kajike expected to make landfall in Vietnam early tomorrow. Nearly 6 lakh people to be evacuated from central provinces. And India's Chikita Taniparthi creates history by becoming the first female compound archer of the country to secure the individual junior world title at the World Youth Championships in Canada. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.